penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Good morning, this is KF8CDK monitoring. Anybody on this morning?
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
VHL monitoring. KB8OOE. Hey, what's going on, man?
I'm pulling out of here, heading towards, heading towards the homestead.
Yeah, I just had breakfast, and I was looking at that picture, and I'm like, well, all the clamps are missing, so I don't want it.
Yeah, like I said before, keep an eye out for the road signs. Should check some of the local auctions and see if we can find some. They fold up. They're all aluminum. And some of them are spring-loaded, which depends on how tight the springs are. I mean, you want a bunch of racket, but they all fold up, and they're tough enough where you can put sandbags or rocks or logs on the legs of them after you've got them folded out. They go taller. I think they go about 6-8 feet up. I don't think them stands are more than 3-4 foot. That particular set of stands, they're not like them old ones I had.
Well, like I said, the stand that came with, the stand that it showed with the antenna that I bought is very short, too.
If you're working NVIS, which is what you really want to do on the low bands anyway, you kind of want them, you know, 6-8 feet off the ground, not a heck of a lot more, because you're working off the ground, and you still get a little bit of DX from time to time, but it's not like having that thing 40-50 feet up in the air. And those you can even work DX too if you put a ground underneath of them the same length and the same shape. Then you can work NVIS and DX when you get one up high in the air like that. I don't remember the distance down you have to put the ground wire, but you're reflecting part of that signal upward towards the clouds, and that's what gets the NVIS on the low band.
Yeah, the tripods that I got were for photography, and I'm not sure if they're even strong enough. I don't know. I have to wait to see how I get them, and I'll check it out, and if it ain't what I want, I'll send it back.
Yeah, I had an auction site. I don't know where it is now, but like I said, I wouldn't mind getting like the lineman's glass poles. I should ask my buddy Ray where would be the best place to get them. He might even have a couple laying around. But a couple of those, they reach way up there for flipping those fuses. And then and they're pretty sturdy. And then those and the smaller ones for the NVIS and lower to the ground stuff, you know, or mag loops, you know, the shorter ones at 5-6 feet up in the air, like for road crew.
Yeah, at this point, I don't really know what I got because I haven't. It's not been delivered yet. But when I see those, I'm like, hey, those look like they're bigger around, they're beefier, they're probably more sturdy than the little thing I got.
It's drizzling and just nasty out here.
Doom and gloom, man. I don't get it.
And then on the Lapeer machine?
That's correct.
Almost back to 675.
Well, you're way up there, man. I'm about 2 miles from the house.
Isn't it great? Phone don't even have coverage over there in that area. But, the radio does just fine.
Yep, I'm on lesson three. I've already aced one and two. Now I'm on lesson three.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. I can't hardly wait. So, yeah, man, there's so much cool stuff that you know, you guys haven't seen it yet, but, man, it works right along with doing the voice stuff. Just handy, you know, being able to move the information digitally and then unplug and do the voice stuff and even digital voice. So much cool stuff available that we never use.
Penetrating the bay lights.
Yeah, you gotta know how to use it, though.
Weird, Gary. I'm having a hard time hearing the machine. Usually it's full blast out here, but the, I don't know, it could be the weather. The other day it was really good here, but then again, I gotta check the SWR and its antenna, too. Does it sound like I'm making it in all right?
Oh, yeah, you're probably 9 out of 10. Yeah, I'm sure it's the weather, man.
I just had to lock the cruise in. I'm on 675 now. We're leaving Saginaw.
Penetrating the...
Wow. That's cool. I can see my house.
I ordered a couple wheel bearings for this Jeep, growling back there in the rear end of it. Two things I got to get done here next couple weeks. I feel good enough to squat down and do a little bit of that, but I don't want to lift a lot of heavy stuff right away. A couple more weeks, I'll be able to lift a little bit more and not stress too bad.
That'll be cool, man.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
I made it home, bro. J8, ZHL, 73 clear.
Yeah, I kind of get in and out of traffic, you know, I hold off on speaking until I get around a few cars. I don't like to, it's different than the phone, but still you're using something you're communicating on. You only go for about a half a mile on 75 after you get off 675 before that exit comes up. KVAOLE. I don't know if you bailed on me or not.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
KVAOLE.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
WAYRC Mobile.
WFU, WFM. Okay, I'm here now.
Yo.
Alright, it's moved over to the new server.
Alright, you don't have to do any alignment or anything. That's all done the RTCM.
Yep, you got,
Alright, very good. Some stuff to get going on. Anything unusual or different?
No, nothing that I know of. I'm in the Opscom monthly call, so. But I wanted to make sure it said it was connected, but, you know, yeah. I'll talk to you there. WFSM.
All right. WFSM.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
NAFLK, on frequency, this is NAFLK listening.
KF8, BFO.
NAKPP, I'm
NAKPP.
Okay, you have ADOB listening.
I didn't catch the call, but I'll say hello for a second. NAKPP.
ADOB, what was your call again?
November 8, Kilo, Papa, Papa, and 8, KPP. Name is Wally.
Hey, Wally, nice to meet you. I'm Marty. Where you at?
Baltimore, Michigan. Right now I'm on a hot spot, though, but I can do it RF as well from here.
I'm over here in Michigan. Just got my tech license a couple weeks ago and starting to get on here and play a little bit.
Okay, your signal sounds a tad muffled, and I'm not sure if it's on your end or my end. I didn't catch where you were calling, what part of town you're calling from. Are you coming in through All-Star, or are you coming in through a radio and a repeater?
Benton, up on Benton Hill, repeater there. I'm just up in Benton, Michigan.
Oh, very good. Okay, well, welcome to Ham Radio. Welcome to the part that you're on, well, that we spend most of the time on down here is 147.200. You're on what's called the MI2 network, which is really a good network. And welcome to the hobby.
Working on my general right now, trying to kind of get going on that. So far, I've just had a complete ball.
Very good. I'm going to go try a different radio and find out if this is on your end or my end. Just give me a second here. This is the first time for me using All-Star on the new end. Hold on.
You sound really clear on my end, so it could be me. I just got a J-pole out there.
Okay, go ahead, John. Try talking again. NAKPP.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
NAGYU, monitoring this frequency. Bonnie, you around, or Noel, or Santa Claus, or somebody?
This is KFADOP.
Oh, hello, DOP. How's it going?
Too bad. So now you're listening to radio a little bit. I see who's on here.
Yeah, that's kind of what I do. I get on here and BS for a few minutes since I got it sitting by my easy chair. As I was watching the movie Maverick, the second one, my goodness, that's amazing how they can make that good stuff up on these. If you haven't seen the movie, I won't spoil it for you, but the ending is the best part. Go ahead.
Sure is. That's a good movie there. I have seen that a couple times now, and yeah, that's good stuff. This is Mike. What's your name?
Name is Rick. Romeo India Charlie Kilo. I'm old, half crippled, and wife ain't served me dinner yet, so I guess I'm stuck on a limb.
Yes, that ain't all bad, I guess. I'm probably not too far behind you there. I'm out here south of Fenton. Where are you at?
In Emily City. Well, about 7 miles north of it, let's say. Armstrong Road. Yeah, if you're familiar with M53 and Armstrong Road, that's across from the graveyard and the church. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I used to come over that way quite a bit. I haven't been over there in years. That's pretty country.
Well, I've been here for 40-plus years, so it's definitely enjoyable for me. When I moved up here, half the houses that are surrounding or starting to surround me was never here. And I used to wake up in the mornings to the sound of a mooing couple of cows that lived about a half a mile behind me and further to the west. And they always got out of their fence and came back by my bedroom window and started mooing at 5 o'clock in the morning. That was great times. I did have a full freezer, though.
Yeah, bonus stuff. What is that? That's all right. Nothing wrong with that. I kind of grew up in the same area. I've been in this neighborhood here for 60 years, and I didn't move much other than when I was in the military, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's about the way it was with me. I'm trying to think. God, I was 17, I think. I went in the military, got out at 19, a couple of terms in Nam, and back out here, and got married, and we decided, let's go move to the country. And the first house we bought was in Ferndale, and we came right out here and never regretted it for a minute. I just wish that at that time we would have bought one another 40 miles or 50 miles further north. And that's the area I'd still like to go. I figure I'm 75, so being that old, I figure I got about 5 good years maybe left if I can get over all my problems that I seem to be starting to get. And I would be a happy camper to go back out in the woods again.
I'm kind of doing the same thing, slowing down a little bit. I just got a new knee. I just turned 60, so not too old, but I'm getting ready to retire here before too long. And I've always had an interest in these radios, and so I went and got my tech license here a while back. Now I'm working on my general and setting up a station, and I'm having an absolute ball.
Oh, that's good to hear. People coming into this hobby is few and far between. I taught a bunch of classes to younger guys, and some of them stuck around, some of them did not, and I feel that they're missing out on something. It may not be the greatest hobby in the world, but it's a fun hobby, and you can invest as much as your pocket will let you invest. I was fortunate. I was a manager for the government, and I'm glad I retired in 2010 when I did. But again, it's hit and miss. I've got really nice equipment and all the latest and greatest, and I found that it's so complicated to use some of this new stuff. You've got to have a computer just to remember how to turn the darn things off. I mean, one button does 46 functions, and there's 20 or 30 buttons on this thing, and this one does that, and this one turns that, and this one finds you on your GPS, and this one goes blank and sends something out for you to order Taco Bell or something. It's like, good God almighty, slow down, guys, the technology is good. Just make it so it goes where you talk. And you don't need all them. You know, they throw a $15,000 price tag on some of these radios and act like, well, everybody can afford that. Sure they can.
I got, I'm actually talking on now, the TY TV, a little cheapo, TH7800, and then for the multi-band, I've got a IC706 MK2 that I really like. That's an older radio, but I've got a friend of mine that's been a great mentor. He's really knowledgeable. I mean, like, crazy knowledgeable in this stuff. So I've been grabbing a hold of him, trying to learn what I can. Actually just built me a CWP, and working on trying to learn some of that. That's the task.
Good afternoon, Vic. I'll be with you in a second. Yes, you're absolutely correct. Like I say, some of that old stuff works better than the new stuff, and they're far less fragile than some of these new radios. Just unbelievable the difference in what they can and can't do. And we had a lovely lady come in there, and her name is Vic. Give her a shout.
Now let's chat, and I'll be just standing by here listening a little bit. I can't hear her there, but I'll be here. And so this is KDLP. We'll be standing by.
Okay, fine. Well, you have Marvelous, and we'll be back in a few. This is she's known as the cooking lady. She cooks unbelievable foods, and I've never tried them. But I hear all the gossip coming through the bushes. Come on, Vic, join in. NAGYU.
NAGYU, this is NAGLC, and boy, do I have news for you.
You hit the lottery for 20 mil, and where you're going to treat everybody that answers with a yes, a free home in the Bismarcks.
How did you guess? No, I wish. Don't I wish? No, nothing as spectacular as that, but on Tuesday night, I passed my extra exam.
Ooh, well, congratulations. That's a good thing. Now, one more, and, well, I mean, not one more to go up, but, you know, I passed the... when I done it, you had to do the code as well, and I could never, ever get above 17 a minute. I don't care how hard I practiced and tried, and it just didn't work for me. So I had to be happy with my advanced class, and that's where I still am, and ain't no sense in me leaving now. You don't gain anything, really, by extra. I could see it if you gained a whole different band or, you know, just something that makes it worth my while. Other than the learning experience, to me, it's, I don't need it. And my wife, she's always yakking at me about something. I says, oh, you don't want me to get that class too now, do you? No, just shut up and go talk on your radio. So, anyway, it's a good thing. Now now when's hubby going for his, or did he?
No, he's getting ready to do his. I was kind of on a tear. I was ready. I was studying, and I said, nope, I'm just going to go for it because here, oh gosh, next month I'm going to be so busy with other things that I'm just not going to be able to sit down and study, and I had to study hard. That was probably the most difficult one for me, but I only missed one question, and I shouldn't have, and I'm kicking my own behind for missing it, because I knew the answer, but I got too fast and saw a word and clicked on the wrong answer. That's on me, but no, he's going to take his next month, so I'm just one up on him, but now I think I might start looking into CW, because that intrigues me. but I don't know how good I'm going to be at it.
Well, you're as good as you want to be, I guess. I guess I really, you know, the written test, like I say, I passed 3 times on it, and they always started with the written. And I just, I wish I had somebody a little more lenient. I mean, I get a constant 17, or did, and but not anymore. And I was, what was I, about 21, I think, 22, something like that, when I got my license. So it's been a long time, but I doubt if I would even understand half of what they're talking about now, because to me, the extra back then, it wasn't that hard. It came real easy, but the Morse code just killed me. That was, I could pass the one, I never got the other. And 17 was a lucky number for me. That's why I figure, since I never got above it, it was usually somewhere between 15 to 17, and I couldn't get out of that tick. So once you get into it, I guess they're all right. If you're young, got a fast hand, and a good ear, you'd be surprised. I think you would be the type that would get it right off the bat just by sounding your determination. You've got that forward lean to your talk. You know what you want. You're going to do it. You're going to do it now, and I'm doing it, and that's the end of it, and that's a good thing to have. It really makes sense, and that's what I should have done, but I kept trying and trying, and after the third time, I just said, nah, the heck with it, because I got my novice, my tech, my general, all within 2 weeks, and then I went and took the next class extra, failed it because of the code. And I started helping the guys out giving the class, so I had I could see all the answers before I was given the test, and I wouldn't cheat, so I did not do it, and that's why I failed. I could have had my own group test me, but I wouldn't have felt fair about it, nor honest, so I didn't. But it's a fun hobby, and like I tell people, if you got a few bucks to spare and you like to talk, that's an excellent thing to be in, because you can talk around the world on, other than the price of the electricity and a new radio or an old radio, you can have a ball on these things. Meet people. God, I've had, say 15 years ago, we was having parties here every couple of weeks and all hams, and Jesus, I mean, we'd had 40, 50 people have the backyard turned into a garden party, I guess.
Well, I wanted to do it because I wanted to have access in, 20 meters where you get most of your access, and then you get, a little bit on all the rest of them, but I wanted it, so that's mainly why I went for it. So now I don't have to be too concerned except for the lower and upper edges, But, and it was there, and it was staring me in the face, and so I had to have it. And now I have it, and I'm happy, and I'm going to move on to the next thing. And there are a lot more next things out there, but I'm going to have to pace myself. Do you know what I mean?
I most certainly do. Well, let me, what's the new test like? I mean, 100 questions, 50 questions, what?
I think there's 600 questions, but they test you on 50. And you have to get 37 of them right.
One of these afternoons or days when they have a weekend class somewhere and I can get Kathy to drive me down, since I've never studied in, 20 years, I guess, or better, for a test like that, I'm just wondering if I could walk in with cold feet, sit down, and answer 50 of them and maybe get 20 right if I was lucky. But it would give me an idea of what's going on with it. I know they charge you for it now. They didn't used to. And you, even to renew your license, you got to pay for it now. And it's like, whew, boy, they're really getting tight. I'm hoping Trump does something about that.
Well, listen, if you've got access to a computer or even on your phone, go to hamstudy.org, and you can take all the practice tests you want and just see what you think.
What's it? Practice.org?
Hamstudy, hamstudy.org. And they have practice tests that you can take for, you know, tech, general, or extra. So go in there under extra and click on practice test and see what you think.
I just might do that. I didn't even know they had one like that set up. They never used to do that. They didn't want it. It was all hush-hush secret stuff, so we was forbidden to give any of the information out unless they was testing for it. But, yeah, that was very interesting. Well, I'm glad that you got it, and I wish your husband, God, I forgot his name. Yeah. See, I only think of you, baby. I hope he passes it so you don't have total bragging rights. Because right now he's going, God, I knew I should have done it. She's going to hold that over my head. I just know it. And you can just sit back and snicker and say, oh, no, dear, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, I just smile. I'll have it over him for a month, and then we'll be even up. And now he's on a big tear to make all 50 questions so he can beat me. See, I beat him in the general. He missed one in the general. I got them all. So now I missed one in my extra, so he's going to have to get them all to lord it over me. But, yeah, we have this friendly competition going all the time.
It's the way to do it. That makes you happy, and that makes him just want it even more. That's a good thing. I can't get Kathy to take any of that stuff with me. I shoot, I make guns, and I shoot, and I used to be in a lot of competition, long range and so on. And boy, I'm telling you, she don't want to shoot, she don't want to chit-chat on the radio. She don't have nothing great to say about it, only that it's a costly thing. And other than that, I'm going to get punched in a minute here, I think. But, you know, it's fun. It's something else to do that you probably don't have time to do it.
Oh, I certainly do enjoy it. I've been going over to the park and doing parks on the air and all things. But, Terry heard you talking on the radio, and he says, hey, your buddy Rick's on the radio. So I thought I'd jump in and give you the news. And did you get my text about the tower? It just folded that thing over in that storm we had a couple weeks ago.
No. Your tower fell over? Yours?
No, the Lapeer repeater. It just folded that thing in half.
Oh, no, I did not know. I don't even think I've seen a text like that. I might have, and it got shuffled into all my stuff.
Well, dig into your phone, because I sent you a text because I thought, well, you know, if you're trying to get into the repeater and you're having problems, you're not going to know that the repeater was down. But they had that thing up in the temporary spot by 8:30 the next evening. It was amazing how fast they got that thing online. So, yeah, look at your phone and dig into all your old messages. You'll find me there.
Okay, I will do that. Yeah, that's a shame. That must be why all the testing and the the squeals and the beeps, and I'm hearing stuff come in on there, and I'm going, what the heck? It's noisy, it's scratchy, then it straightened up, and I could hear some, a lot of people was saying, well, it ain't what it used to be, and I was wondering what the heck went on. Well, I'm glad it's fixed anyway. I couldn't help them do anything with it, but if they happen to need a few bucks to buy something with, I might be able to swing that. But other than that, no. Has Greg been around? He's the TV repairman.
No, I don't know. I haven't heard. But, listen, I'm going to let you get back to your conversation that I so rudely broke into. And but I just wanted to say hi. I haven't talked to you in a long time. So I'll let you get back at it. And nice hearing from you. I'm going to have my radio on more often now that I'm not studying so hard. So give me a shout, and I'll do the same, and I'll catch up with you. Talk to you later. NABLC 73.
Okay, I hope you don't change your call. I'm just starting to get used to this one. Anyway, have a good one, my dear, and tell Terry, now that I wrote it down so I can remember who he is, tell him I said hi if he's not listening, and if he is, hello, Terry. Vic, have a good night, and we'll talk at you next time we talk. NAGYU. What was it, DGO? Are you still around? Guess not. NAGYU clear.
Break. This is Kilo Echo 8, November, Kilo November for radio check.
Sounds good. 3 AMP.
Thank you for the check. I appreciate that. Trying to dial in on a Yaesu FT65, and gosh, you'd think I'd know how to program a thing, but at least I've got one station. I'm assuming this is the Guilford one. Is that correct?
I couldn't tell you. I'm down towards Miami.
Well, you're coming in pretty good for way down in Lansing. I appreciate the check. I will be clear. This is Kilo Echo 8, November, Kilo November.
Yeah, just go to dmen.com and you'll see all what's all linked up on these repeaters here. Benny ZMT.
Copy that. Thank you very much for the information. Have safe travels.
I didn't get it. What was the frequency to go to for that? Go on the internet, bmen.com. Very good. I will shall do that myself. This is NAGYU.
Testing.
penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
WCD2, this is Kate Wayne. You gotta get yourself an All-Star note there, Dad. You'll have to you know, either make one up or buy one or something like that, because that's the way to go right there. Yeah, we'll have to see about that one, but that's, like I say, that's favorable. Again, they have that capability, and again, with the planned remote site, I think, again, it's a win-win for AM Radio, it's a win-win for the county.
And a VDZ radio check. Outstanding, thanks. I was waiting to hear some voices. I had the radio on for the last 45 minutes, so I lost some height on my antenna, so I got it back up again, and that was my noise, I think. So glad to hear it. I'll let you guys get back. This is November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu. I will be clear until 7 for the net, or 6:45 for the net, when that warning.
Sounds good, Mike. Sounds good. We'll talk to you then. NAWCB, you like the so you like the All Star?
NAWCB, yeah, I do. It's you know, like I say, it's again another piece of technology, another piece of the puzzle here for ham radio, and if it didn't work out, that would be great. What I'm using, and say the repeater sounds good. I kind of like the top of the hour identifier. And, yeah, it's just, like you say, it's sounding a lot clearer there. Like you guys did a good job getting the repeater back up and updated.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Yeah, for sure. They did a phenomenal job. Like I said, it's good. It's good for the county, like you're saying, and good for ARPSC, and a lot of good options, a lot of good things that this repeater has to offer, and it's going to be good. It'll be a good tool, and looking forward to it, definitely, for sure. Looking forward to using it. Bringing more people on.
Oh, Roger that. Yes, I totally agree with you on that one. Glad to hear the repeaters utilized, and the time you take for it, you step in action. Get them updated, get them fixed.
Yeah, definitely, for sure, for sure. It's, you know, interconnectability and, you know, workability and stuff like that, that's important. And, being able to work with others and work inside the county and alongside the others here inside the county, that's important. So it's good. It is really good. It's definitely, definitely exciting. And I'm looking forward to the spring set here coming up. It's going to be good. I'm excited about it. We've been challenged to get up there in the top five. So. Yes, I hear it's coming up. I think May 4th or 5th, something like that. First Saturday in May. I was reading through the scenario, and again, it's a good scenario. I'm not going to elaborate on the air about it, but again, it's a good test for communication, whether it's radio frequency, whether it's digital, whether, you know, whether it's packet, wavelength, ATRS. There you go. And radio that you got to learn in this situation? And where do I begin? Where do I start?
Out.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KE8RBN, KE8RBN, Carl out in Ortonville. I'm seeing if anyone's monitoring the computer. Wants to make a quick QSO with my buddy Henry.
Hi.
This is KE8RBN, KE8RBN, and Henry.
Hi.
trying to see if there's anybody listening to the repeater that wants to say hello real quick. It's K8RBN and Henry.
Hi.
This is K8RBN, K8RBN, and Henry.
Hi, Doc.
Seeing if anyone wants to make a quick contact with UFO, again, this is K8RBN and Henry.
Stop blowing up.
KB8RBN, here is KB8TAR, Tango Alpha Romeo, and here is Kevin, good evening.
KB8RBN, hey, thanks again for chiming in, my son wanted to say hi real quick.
Hi.
I appreciate you calling, and I don't know how much I could, seat time I got. But he really wanted to try to call someone, so I appreciate it.
Oh, very good. Hello. How are you guys doing? And I'm sorry, what is his name?
Hi. I'm Henry.
What do you like to do?
This is my four, and this is and my H, and my E, and my R, and N, and Y.
Yep, that spells Henry. Yep, we're doing pretty good tonight, though.
Well, hello, Henry. It's good to hear you on the radio. And Henry's a good name. That was my grandpa's name. Go ahead.
That's why I like tractors. And they pick.
Yeah, he likes tractors, and sometimes they tip over. That's right,
K8RBN. Yeah, well, good, Henry. I like tractors, too, especially the old ones. So very good. I'm very glad to hear you on the radio, and maybe he's a little bit young for his license, but he's working on it now, KB8TAR.
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Yeah, he's been working on it pretty good. We're going here and there, but it's kind of nice. He's doing pretty well. He likes to try to play my guitar, my guitar, and once he gets bored with that, he wants to hop on. So it makes me pretty proud lately. You're doing a good job, aren't you?
Hi.
All right. Well, I was working, and I need to get back to work, but it was very nice to meet you, Henry, and hopefully we can listen for you on the repeater in the future. This is KB8TAR. I'll say 7-3 and listen for you guys' final.
Bye, KB8TAR.
Yeah, bye, KB8TAR. This is K8RBN saying 7-3. Going clear.
All right, 7-3, Henry.
KF-8, well, monitoring. NAVDC, the system of Embraer X-ray Zulu.
Thank you.
penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.